This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hours here on the DJV program, live from Los Angeles, at least that's where I am, live from Washington, it's Kara and Rich McFadden in the studio there, and live from the chilly beaches of New Jersey, sounds like a scene from the movie 1917, which I saw over the weekend.
Oh, I want to see that.
Poignant movie, a good story, and there are some twists in it that you'll find intriguing probably, Richie. Directed by Sam Mendes, who's quite a good director. You know how I love to go to the movies. I've been to four movies, I think, since last week. I saw Bombshell, the Roger Ailes story. It's very good, and I came away, as I said earlier this morning, with a different thought, different feeling about Megyn Kelly from the contents of the movie. You still... I think unless you just believe that there's nothing but the sun and moon setting on Fox News, it really is amazing. Ailes was a genius, no question about that. I think when you saw there was an HBO special, pretty much the same, follows the same kind of process as this movie does. It was done by Russell Crowe played. How they made these guys up to look like John Lithgow is a really in good shape, good looking, and they jowled him up and they made him fat and he couldn't walk, and it just really was he wasn't a sympathetic character in life. I've told you on the air, meeting him, spending 45 minutes with him in his office, probably now about 20 years ago. He wasn't. I don't know. The whole thing was kind of creepy, and the movie was kind of creepy. But you get really good performances from Charlize Theron. And from Forehead, why is it that I always have a...
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman, yeah. And there's some other, what's her face?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie is good in it. Yep, she's good. And the one who's on Saturday Night Live that's now been in a few movies plays her friend in the movie.
Kate McKinnon. And, it's almost
McKinnon.
We saw the movie and you didn't.
That's okay. Anyway, a lot of good movies. Star Wars movie is a Star Wars movie is a Star Wars
movie. Yeah, I saw it. It was good.
It's good. Yeah, it's a good movie. No question about that. So anyway, looking at some of the things that are going on, Zac Efron...
Hey, wait a minute. Back up real quick.
Yeah.
On the Fox News movie...
Yes.
Is our friend Bill Shine...
Yes.
In that movie?
Yes.
Really? How do they make him look?
He's portrayed in the movie, like a hatchet man for Roger.
Okay.
But Billy, Rich and I both know Bill Shine, and we like him. Very good guy. His wife's a trip.
His wife's hysterical. Good Lord, she's a trip.
On the forerunner ladies to this program, Darla Shine was on, Bill's wife, and she is a trip and a half. Bill's a very quiet, kind of unassuming guy, and he was the perfect foil for Ailes and all of his stuff. And I can say, well, he kind of like an unindicted. He must have known what was going on. Of course, he knew what was going on. But he had a good, solid job with it. It doesn't give him an excuse. We just happen to like him personally. But the stuff that went on at Fox,
decent guy trying to do the right thing in a bad situation.
I think you're right. Yeah, right. And would that be the case with him going? Because he and Sean were great, great, great friends, and that is how he got the job. Sean got the job at the White House. So whatever. Did anybody ever tell you what happened to that? Whatever. Why did Shine not survive? I suppose maybe why does anybody not survive in that environment?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a pretty volatile environment. So.
Yeah, very much so. All right, back to acting. And this story about Zac Efron, I don't know how many of you have followed this over the weekend, filming a new series entitled Killing Zac Efron. And apparently he almost died from some form of typhoid or bacterial infection over the weekend. So one, he was rushed to the hospital. He was on life support. They put him on all kinds of stuff. He's apparently okay, or not. He's not out of the woods, but he's.
He is now. He actually posted that he's he's back in Los Angeles for the holidays with his family, and so he's okay now. But he said that it happened. He said he bounced back pretty quickly, but it seems like it was a kind of a serious thing.
Yeah, sounded like it. That's for sure. Also, in people in the news, Sarah Gilbert is celebrating. Good day. Well, maybe she is celebrating. She's the star of The Conners now, right? She's the
right.
She's going to separate from her wife of 5 years, Linda Perry. I don't know much about Linda Perry. What is she's a song?
She's written a ton of songs for other people. And she has had a few hits on her own as well. You probably would know some of her songs.
Yeah. So she was. How did she become inseminated? How did she become pregnant? She had, was it the turkey baster root? Because I know she had her own son. Yeah. Is that a little crude, calling it the turkey baster?
Well, I mean, I guess.
I don't know what it is.
She wears some funky hats.
Linda Perry?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer. I thought they were going to make it. You know, they seemed pretty stable, and, you know, and she, when Sarah Gilbert was still on the talk, she always spoke pretty highly of her marriage, so it's sad when it, you know, comes to an end.
But you never know what's going on between two people. You just don't.
Right. Yep.
You never know what in the world is going on. You know, I was, I got to tell you one more story. Miles has discovered Sesame Street. My grandson, who turned 5 last week, has not watched any television in his life, no video, no nothing. And apparently a couple of weeks ago, somehow or other, because his parents don't have TV, they have, like, they have the, what do you call it, Victoria, when you do the, cut the cord, but then you have all of the separate stuff, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So they have Netflix and HBO and all that kind of stuff. So I was at the, Miles and I had Gramps and grandson evening. It was Megan's birthday on Friday. I said, why don't you guys just go out? I'll take care of Miles. So Miles and I started playing around 4 o'clock, and we had dinner. And then he said, Gramps, I want to watch Sesame Street. And I looked and I said, what do you mean you want to watch Sesame Street? Because Sesame Street is something that my kids grew up on, and I certainly loved, actually. Much of what I watched on Sesame Street, I thought was fabulous stuff. So it took me 45 minutes.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Well, how do you watch it? Where do you watch it? How do you log on? What device? How do you turn this device on?
Well, as there were two, it was the clicker. It had a standard clicker, and then it had one of those
clicker, aka remote.
The remote.
Okay. Clicker?
It had a remote
for you guys.
And then it had a smooth-faced doohickey that didn't have any writing on it.
This is what I have to deal with every day.
I'm so confused.
Rich, when I'm trying to, like, help him with tech stuff, he's like...
20 years, yeah. No, I'm with doohickey. You. The cursor, the little pointer wand thingy.
Was the smooth-faced doohickey, was that like a fire stick?
Yes, that's what they call it. Yes,
my sister has one. And it is a smooth-faced doohickey.
Right. Yeah. And so I finally figured out the nuance of the corners versus the center, because there's nothing labeled on it. You just have to kind of fiddle and
fuddle. It's a wheel, like an iPod.
Right.
Don't you have an iPod?
It's called intuitive, Doug. People, they assume...
It also has voice commands. You could have just told it what to do the whole time.
Right. You could have just pressed that button at the top
and
then just said Sesame Street, and it would have just played for you.
Oh. Well, I finally figured out, and there's a volume bar across the bottom of the device, so it's a screen, and then it has a volume bar, and I couldn't figure out how to turn it on.
Was so Miles just asleep at this point?
Showing you how to do it.
Well, he showed me how to do the volume on the volume stick underneath the TV. At a little place.
The 5-year-old giving you technology.
Sound bar. It's a volume stick, Rich. He just called the sound bar a volume stick.
Whatever the hell it is. Anyway.
It's a sound bar.
So the bottom line is, we watched an episode of Sesame Street. He knew, we both sang the songs, Honey Day, and he was very impressed that I knew all the lyrics. And I said, well, your mommy and Uncle Brendan grew up watching Sesame Street, and I used to love to watch it. And during the course of the whole thing got started, because I saw a reference to James Corden, and there was a piece in this particular episode, I had James Corden doing something. But they bring in stars from all over the place to participate in and bring kids whatever the lessons are from Oscar the Grouch. Brendan's favorite character was Oscar the Grouch. Miles likes...
because Elmer. Pretty much was his dad.
I was just going to say that.
Okay, calm down. Anyway,
you didn't live in a garbage pail, but...
No. But Corden was... I think Corden is...
Corden's funny. Actually. He's really good. Yeah.
All right, so you enjoyed me telling you that story. I'm glad I made...
I love stories where we get to make fun of you. It's always a good time.
Well, but I learned something now. I don't have... But it sort of spoke to one of the things that I've been saying on the air a lot lately, that sooner or later, these cord cutters are going to go back and think, yeah, this is pretty good. I don't mind watching a few ads because the prices go up, up, up. What did we say last week, Victoria, one of the days that we were talking about this stuff, or Kara, if you remember, I went through a list of the top five or six of these individual, like HBO and Disney S or X or whatever it is, and they're $45-$50 a month. And by the time you get four or five of them, you're at $250 a month. You might as well have regular television back again. It's very expensive to have all that.
Well, we have to switch. PlayStation View is what we've been using, which is an app.
Right?
Yeah, it's going away at the end of January. So I think the next best thing is YouTube TV from the research that I've done. Yeah. That's actually going to be cheaper. That's only going to be like $45 or $50 a month. We were paying $85 for PlayStation View, but that it also included HBO and the premium channel. So it is still kind of messy because we're not going to give up Netflix. We still have Hulu. You know, you end up just getting attached to the content.
Yeah, Amazon Prime. I have Amazon Prime, and I can't make it work now on my TV at home.
Well, that's where your Fire Stick comes in.
I don't have a Fire Stick at home.
Yeah, for $25, you can have a Fire Stick, and Amazon Prime is right on it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And but see, there's another $25.
No, it's a one-time fee, and then it's just included with your Amazon Prime. Yeah. $25 buys you the device.
Yeah. Okay, well, it looks like you keep spending money and more money in Yunga Bunga.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Music time on the DJD program this Monday. With Victoria, Richie, Kara, and I, and you, moving into this Music Cares charity auction idea, starting with Aerosmith, auctioning off a variety of gear from microphones. I'd like to get some of those microphones, Richie. Some of those things are pretty good, pretty cool.
Yeah.
I also auctioning off guitars, other items from Tom Petty, Eddie Vedder, and more. Sale benefiting the Recording Academy's nonprofit charity, Music Cares. Aerosmith is also going to be honored as the Music Cares Group of the Year. Special 30th anniversary benefit gala taking place on the 24th of next month, a couple of days before the Grammys. That's right, we're getting into what's the first award. New Year brings all these award shows culminating in the Oscars at the end of February. So what's the first award show? Anybody
probably
know?
The Golden Globes, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that next week? Up next?
Week or two? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. The auction is taking place January 24th, starting at 11 o'clock Pacific time at Julian's Auctions. Some of the lots Aerosmith has donated include Steven Tyler's autographed microphone and white stand. How do you autograph a microphone?
Like along the handle where you hold it? Yeah.
That's pretty well, different kind of mics. Let's see, also some of his famous scarves. That he ties to his mic stand. Those are going to go from $5,000 to $10,000 a piece. That's the estimate, anyway. Guitarist Joe Perry is also set to put up autographed Les Paul signature guitar, Richie. That's worth, well, they say it's worth $5,000 to $7,000. I bet it'll bring 10 times some of this stuff, really. The band also auctioning off a special VIP package to their Vegas show, Deuces Are Wild, that includes first-class airline tickets, hotel accommodations, a meet-and-greet with Perry and Tyler, and the whole package is worth $10,000-$20,000. Good for them. Another unique item being included is a Nixon Limited custom watch that boasts a leather band made from Tom Petty's own guitar strap. That'll go from $10,000 to $20,000, they say.
That's cool.
painting Halsey made on a linen sheet while she performed East Side.
That would actually be really cool to get.
Yeah.
The video is her singing by herself on the stage and at the exact same time painting upside down a mural of her own face.
Really?
Which is like a pretty unique thing to get. So if I had lots of money, then I would bet on that.
Hold the thought that in your life you'll have lots of money, Tara. I'm sure you will. The sale also boasting plenty of classic rock items, like guitars signed by Dave Grohl, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, Pete Townsend, Carlos Santana, while Eddie Vedder placed his signature and a few drawings on a ukulele. That's kind of, how much is that going to bring? I think the estimates here are pretty low, frankly. Fleetwood Mac offering up a signed music, signed photo from their Music Cares Person of the Year event last year. And Linda Ronstadt has donated a framed and signed copy of her album, Heart Like a Wheel. I think that'll be worth some dough, too. So, at any rate, good event, the Music Cares program. Sad note now, no pun intended, Melanie Pagnotto, sister of George Michael, passing away at the age of 55.
Wow.
Over Christmas. We can confirm that Melanie has passed away. Simply ask the family's privacy be respected. So what's the story?
Well, she died on Christmas Day, just like George did, three years apart.
Really?
Drugs? No, they said natural causes. They're not investigating it as anything else. Wow. Probably a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. She lived in Oxfordshire. Well, anyway, it is kind of, I think,
sad
the story
for that family.
Here
my gosh.
Is that she died the same day that her brother did. That's kind of the story.
Christmas kind of a bummer.
Yeah, certainly. All right, we have, where are we now? Looks about 28 past the hour, boys and girls.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Balloons, confetti, and fireworks greeting throngs of New York revelers in New York City's Times Square at midnight. In one of the globe's most watched New Year's Eve spectacles, the crowd counted down the last seconds of 2019 as a luminescent crystal ball descended down a pole. £3,000 of confetti showering the sea of people who also enjoyed performances, including by Post Malone, Sam Hunt, and Alanis Morissette. This Times Square reveler saying what many watching on TV were thinking.
That was amazing, but I wouldn't do it again unless I was in a hotel.
2019 ending unfortunately for Mariah Carey. Her Twitter account appears to have been hacked. The alleged hacker using the singer's account to post dozens of now deleted lewd and racist tweets. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At the hour here on the DJD program, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Tomorrow will be filled with memories and stories on a lot of the best stuff that just is the so-called best. It just is us being us, which is hopefully a good thing. It's why you listen. Just so you don't lose touch with the rest of the world, or before we go back to some of our neat stories, I have a couple of things here that are worth a comment or two. I notice a lot of people are taking shots because obviously when these people start gaining in the polls, the people who are losing in the polls, like Elizabeth Warren, start taking shots at Pete. Fundraisers, apparently one person was promised an opportunity to have more influence if he gave a lot of money. I mean,
well, I know Huffington Post is really kind of slanting this story.
Well, they slant everything.
Well, they like anyway, Elizabeth Warren. That's actually not what happened. What happened was one of their biggest donors, someone who organizes a lot of dinners and things like that to raise money for Mayor Pete, that person is the one who told other people people, get your donations in now before the caucuses in Iowa and New Hampshire and things like that, and then he's going to be too busy and you won't have any time with him. That's what the person said. Mayor Pete's campaign came out and said, this is not official language from us. We would never say this. We never did say that.
I wasn't saying that. Yeah. I was saying it. It's just
and so,
it's a way
like,
to take a shot at him.
Yeah, and so that's they kind of clarified what that they just they didn't agree with the language that that donor used to other potential donors. So it's you know like you said it's a way for the other for Elizabeth Warren and other people to capitalize on that. You know, people have to fundraise. People have to. He doesn't have millions. Of, you know, he's not a billionaire. You know, he can't fund his own campaign. That is the system. And I don't know. It's just why they're going after him for that. I don't understand.
Because they got nothing else to go after him for.
I guess at this point,
When you get right down to the bottom line, he's pretty much Mr. Moderate, and he's getting a lot of attention from a lot of people. I have paid attention to him because of his stance on farming, the agricultural issues in our country. Nobody else on either side is speaking to the issue of food safety, of factory farms, of the atrocious conditions in which animals are living. You know, all these people that have for years been focused on how some of these groups that were well-intentioned but pretty much out to lunch when it came to how to raise pigs and cows and calves and that sort of thing. But, you know, they're losing sight of the fact that on these huge... I drove by the same one I always do when I'm on 10, heading out of El Paso, heading west. There are three huge farms. Each one of them have over 5,000 cows. The stench, and they get away with it. One of my dearest friends used to run the Ag College for Texas A&M. And a lot of the, in Stephenville, Texas, a lot of the farms that are there have moved because they wanted to get bigger and the state was pushing back environmentally. Their regulations were being abused. So they all packed up and went to the western part of the state where the environmental issues are not the same. Or they go into New Mexico where nobody pays any attention to the environmental rules. And thus you have these 5,000, 10,000 cow farms. They aren't farms, they're factories. And all of the, they're built on the side of a hill, and all the urine from the cows drains down the hill into the valley and into the water supply. And nobody gives a damn. You know, it's that kind of stuff that's going on in farming that people ought to be paying attention to, and Pete is paying attention to it. And that's why I think he has certainly, that's why he's number one in the polls in Iowa. Let's see how that all shakes out. I think the first four primaries, by the way, are going to see four different people win.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I don't think you're
going to it's going to be a very odd and sort of split thing. And I don't know how that works when it when you get to the convention. I'm not sure what the rules are for that, but, I think it's going to be interesting.
Speaking of a shooting, Monday morning mayhem in Chicago, a house party, apparently 13 people were wounded. The Chicago police got there sooner or later. All right, let's keep going. Saudi Arabia is sentencing five people to death for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Remember him? The journalist that was beheaded, chopped up, and laid. So how do they, are these sacrifices? These were people that were doing what the prince told them to do. So now instead of him getting the death penalty, they're going to give the death penalty to five people who were instrumental in doing it, but they were just following the orders of the Saudi crown prince. Man, somebody had to put him.
I think that obviously this is some sort of... this happened a long time ago. I don't know why that, you know, if they knew who was involved, there were 10 other people there, and they said, oh, well, they, you know, we didn't have any evidence to charge them, so I don't know if this is actually the five people who murdered him, or... I don't know. Or they're just five other people and they're using them as scapegoats.
Sacrifices. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what they're doing. Yep. Boris Johnson been invited to the White House. That ought to be a fun bash. He supposed to have a state dinner, one or the other. Okay. So, having said all of that, we've got, you know, the candidate stuff will continue in the new year. All right. So, Victoria, what do you have? What's your contribution story-wise here? You must have some other things that you've seen you're kind of feeling good about.
Some stuff that's trending is Harry and Meghan, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan Markle. They are in Canada right now for the Christmas holiday, and so Prime Minister Justin Trudeau welcomed them on Twitter and basically said, you know, we're all wishing you a quiet stay in Canada. You're among friends and always welcome here. And so the royal family issued a statement saying that they had the Queen's blessing. This is only the second time Harry is going to miss Christmas with his family. The only other time was when he was deployed to Afghanistan in 2012, so it's kind of a big deal that they're not there, but it looks like from they didn't say where specifically they're staying or where they are. Obviously, they want to keep the paparazzi from chasing them around with their baby, but I think that if I had to guess, I think they're in Toronto. And Meghan's best friend lives there. She was her maid of honor in the wedding. And some of her suits family also still lives in Toronto. So there may be some TMZ pictures that we see, a little mini suits reunion over the next couple of days. But that would be nice for but it's nice for them to get away. You know, the British press has just been so brutal to Harry and Meghan. So it's awful. Yeah.
Your consideration as we continue here at 44 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Try the new CBD infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Never, never knew. 46 after the hour here on the DJV program. The yesterday, Miles had his fifth birthday. The impact of that on him was kind of cute. It was at the aquarium here in Los Angeles. And the kids had stories, and they had cake, and they all visited with one another, and they learned about all the baby sea creatures, sharks, and things like that. There are all sorts of things. It's a very creative. It's under the pier in Santa Monica, It really been here for a long, long time. But it was a great place, a great venue for, you know, she, first time Megan didn't quite know what to do for the birthday party, so she looked around. She's very creative and thought this would be good because it was an educational experience as well as a fun experience. So Miles is standing in the door when I walk in, Gramps! And we get a big hug, and he looks at me very seriously and says, I would like to stand in the door to greet all of my guests. Before. So then I'm thinking afterwards, Megan and I were talking about what he does to say thank you because he's 5 years old. He doesn't really know how to write yet. So how do you send thank you notes to the children who came with the presents? We're going to open the presents today. You never open. That's one of the things. I don't know why I didn't think about this, but I said, are we going to open presents? And Megan looked at me and said, no. And I said, why wouldn't you open the presents? She said, because if somebody gives something, there are various levels of affluence at the school. There, he goes to a school that is run by UCLA. Megan and her husband, Matthew, are profs at UCLA. So it's a school that's run by the university. And there are all levels of people. The profs send their children there, the working staff, you know. And so the kids in Megan, in Brendan, in Miles' class, are from all different kind of socioeconomic backgrounds. So it stands to reason that there may be a present in there that might be, you know, nice. Or let's say because he's 5 years old, Matthew opens a bag and says, oh, I don't really like that, Mom. Because, you know, that's right. What five-year-olds do.
Right.
So how do you keep... So it's that. I think that was a practical point of view to take. But I'm interested to see how he and I are going to talk about that later today, how he says thank you to all of his friends. I mean, when they go back to school, I suppose he can thank them that way. But it's a 5 years old, man. I have a hard time thinking about it. As I'm driving across country, my thoughts go to that day and going to the hospital for the first time and seeing him and seeing my daughter as a mother. Good Lord. I mean, think about that. And what did we, when you were, you know, in your mom's womb, you think about what, who was thinking what at the time. And so maybe the best thing to think about when you are, if you have people around you that are pregnant, is to keep that energy as positive as you can, especially this time of year, Christmas and stuff. Make them all feel good about their lives, because whatever is going on around that baby in that woman's womb, that baby picks up on. Study after study has proven that if that baby is growing up in a happy household, going to be a good, happy baby. So maybe that's a good reminder from the new year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a story, Victoria, that you've been following about this veteran who was taking Christmas trees. Now, listen up. There are a lot of things you can do with your Christmas tree. Burning them is not, it's okay because you get rid of it, I suppose, that way. But instead of putting it in a landfill, maybe grinding it up and using it, or making sure it goes to a place where they grind it up and use it for chips. But here's even a better idea coming from the mind of a veteran who isn't going to be able to help everybody, but certainly is the right spirit.
Yeah, this is a man in Texas, and he's been designing canes for veterans, and he's actually looking for donations of Christmas trees. And he is U.S. Army veteran Jamie Willis, and he started an organization called Canes for Veterans Central Texas in 2016 when he realized that he wasn't the only veteran who actually needed a cane that was safe and sturdy. And he served in the Army for 8 years, and afterwards he was left a 100% disabled veteran, completely unable to work. So he said that this became a project for him because it's about kindness. He does everything out of pocket. He does it from donations. And he essentially said that he realized that the cane that was given to him by Veterans Affairs kept collapsing, and he said he didn't think that it was trustworthy. So at the time, he turned to a Florida organization called Free Canes for Veterans. They were giving out 500 canes, and he was told that they had no more. And so he decided he was going to make his own, and now he's made more than 200 canes for veterans who live all over the world.
Isn't that great? How does he find the people he's making them for? How do they get to him?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Good question. That's a great story. Thank you, Victoria. 21 after the hour.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Pit time. I want to talk about what to do with your Christmas tree. Tommy got some ideas on that line. Tom Kreidler is a co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You can subscribe to their Money Pit podcast, which I will tell you is well worth your time and effort. You can catch that anytime you would like to on iTunes and Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeart. It's the same. We have ours available on all of these sites, TuneIn Radio. That's the place I go, TuneIn, to listen to a lot of this sort of thing. So Tommy's got some answers to some questions for all of us after we study this new generation bringing home ownership back into what they consider the American dream. Here's Andy Solomon with the answer to those people's questions about what they aspire to do regarding home ownership.
According to a new survey from Freddie Mac, Gen Z is having a more positive perception of what it means to own a home than millennials at the same age, with 93% seeing it as something to be proud of. David Brickman, CEO of Freddie Mac, explains.
Our survey finds that Gen Z clearly aspire to own a home and understand the advantages of renting. A majority hope to become homeowners sooner than has been average for prior generations, and they've expressed a preference to live in medium-sized homes in the suburbs.
Although these results are good news for the housing market, they also highlight the challenges many in Gen Z will face.
Rising home prices, difficulty saving for a down payment, job changes, and student debt will all remain obstacles for those in Gen Z looking to purchase a home. However, our survey shows that this generation is more financially educated than previous ones and clearly understands the benefits of home ownership. Gen Z is optimistic and believes they will overcome financial challenges to own a home in the future.
For more information, visit FreddieMac.com.
So let's see here. The Money Pit and the recommendations for what to do with the things. Now, I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, Tommy, but when people are done with their trees or people are done with boxes and all the wrappings and stuff later this week, what happens? What should happen? What are some of the ideas? If you go to moneypit.com, you must have ideas. People, there was one suggestion that the trees be given so that they can help stop beach erosion. And there are a lot of towns that grind up the trees. So what do you advise to people who are asking, what do I do with all this stuff?
Well, I think you're right. You shouldn't just be tossing out. If you have a live Christmas tree and Christmas has passed, you ought to be finding a place to recycle. And a lot of towns do pick up these trees and turn them into mulch, which is a great use for it. The point is just don't put it on the side of the road. You know, try to find a recycle program. If you contact Earth 911, they have a directory every year that lists all the recycling programs across the country. The other thing about this time of year is a lot of folks are changing out electronics. In fact, there's more electronics that are changed out this month than any other month because everybody's getting new ones for the holidays. So think about recycling those. I know that we were looking to pick up another iPhone for one of my kids, and I was interested to see that Apple will offer rebates, significant rebates too. You know, the really old one, $50 up to $200, $300, $400 for a newer one, if you ship back the old phone to them. So why not do something like that? Don't throw it out.
Yeah,
just recycle it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there are times when you may have a question about something going on in your home and you don't know what to do about it. You can always go to moneypit.com or you can call them, 888-MONEY-PIT, anytime, day or night. Tommy answers the phone, what do you want? leave the question, they'll answer it on the air and they'll send you the answer. Here's a question from John. His question, is there a way to keep snow from forming at the edge of my roof? Well, it's not really snow that's forming at the edge of your roof. It's ice, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, where the roof overhangs the exterior of wall of your house, that area will freeze. So what happens is if you don't have enough insulation, the underside of the attic sheathing among the rest of the house gets warmer, melts the snow, it runs down to that edge and freezes. We call it ice dams. So you have to have adequate insulation. You have to have good ventilation. And if you're replacing your roof, you need to have a material called ice and water shield, which goes under the shingles and stops any of that backed up water and ice from freezing and leaking into your home itself. So those are the best ways to do it. Now, if you just want to do something after the fact, there's also heating cables you can put at that edge, but they are expensive to run. Straight resistance heat.
Yeah, right. They are expensive to run. All right, questions anytime to moneypit.com. Check out the podcast that's there, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here with Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.